Hi, this is Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome to the Saturday edition of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'd like to spend a few minutes daily talking about some aspect of job hunting, because to me it doesn't really have to be that hard, difficult, painful, or take as long as it does. It's just the skills needed to find a job are different than those needed to do a job. And on this show, I talk with you about, this is a playful topic, but it's got a good lesson to it, the three jokes of recruiting. I hope you learn a lesson from it. I hope it's helpful to you. And I hope you also wind up giving the show 5 stars in iTunes or Stitcher. And with that, let's get going. And I want to talk with you about the three jokes of the recruiting business. The first joke is, how can you tell a job applicant is lying to you? The answer is, their lips are moving. What's the second joke? How can you tell a client is lying to you? Their lips are moving. And of course, the third joke is, how can you tell a recruiter is lying to you? You guessed it, their lips are moving. Now, that's code that when you translate it, basically means everyone's posturing for advantage and the best outcome. So everyone's exaggerating to some degree. For you as a job changer, you have to remember that the company is trying to talk with you about this great opportunity for you to advance, when in most cases what they really want to do is hire the fourth drone in the third cube on the fifth floor of a particular building. You are not particularly important to them. You may be important to that particular manager, but that manager, when times get tough, may not be there any longer than you are. In terms of the recruiter is posturing to engender trust in you. Because when you're unsure, you may trust their words and allow yourself to take a job. Now, if we were talking about an investment advisor, and they were saying to you, trust me, yeah, give me $50,000, yeah, that's a ticket, you know, trust me with the money, you know, you'd be very hesitant. Well, with a recruiter, you need to take your time to before giving away your trust. And finally, you know, I understand that you're trying to get the best out of the deal possible and you're trying to position yourself well. Everyone's kind of like 8-year-olds who are visiting their friend's parents. You know, invariably the 8-year-old is on good behavior over there, right? Well, everyone's on good behavior as part of the search process. But your goal is to get the best information that you can in order to make a good decision for yourself. It's not to be a good boy, it's not to be a good girl, it's to get the best information possible so that you can make a great choice, so that your career advances and you can get to where you want. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you do, I want to encourage you, come join me at jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's my site with curated information from around the web that I've developed in podcast, video, articles. All my books and guides to job hunting appear on the site, all for one price. And I also want to encourage you, give the show 5 stars in iTunes, please. I have a link in the show notes. It's going to help other people discover the show and help them anymore. So I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Take care.